This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
The former Speaker of the House and frequent guest of the show, Kurt Dowd, is kind enough to join us. Kurt, like all our guests, like Tim Pawlenty earlier and Dean Phillips, Kurt is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Many items to discuss, but we're starting in Minnesota, and let's start with the House. He knows it well. As of right now, and hello, sir, as of right now, it is a tie, but because some of these races are so close, an automatic recount is going to take place. What is your read on the seats that your party, your Republican Party, picked up last night, and do you have any feel for the recounts at this point?
Yeah. Good afternoon, Chad. What a big night for Republicans and all across the country, obviously, but very interesting in Minnesota. The House right now is sitting tied at 67-67. There are two seats that are close enough, at least two seats, I think only two, that are close enough. Both have a Democrat leading them, one by 14 votes, one by 28 votes, I think, both within the automatic recount margin. So those will go to a recount. That's a, you know, 14 and 28, those are tough to overcome, but yep. You never know between now and the time that they certify them if they've, you know, they might find some little anomaly. We've had that happen before, or they found some little absentee ballots or, you know, something, you know, what we had one a couple years ago where they double counted a precinct and they had to fix the numbers and then it threw it back off. So you just never know until they're certified, until the recounts happen. But I would be surprised if those don't hold. So that puts the House 67-67 for the first time in 46 years. The last time was 1978. And then there is no tiebreaker. So the House has to figure out how to deal with that, right? And in 1978, it took them 5 weeks to elect a Speaker of the House, which is the first thing you have to do.
Great.
So they met every day, and the Secretary of State would come in and convene them, and they'd vote. And it took 5 weeks before they finally agreed to some sort of a power sharing, and one side got the Speaker, I think, and the other side got the majority leader or something. So they're going to have to work through that. I actually think there's a scenario where this could work better for Minnesota, because this sort of a thing actually forces the House of Representatives is very much a winner-take-all thing, and the Speaker has a ton of power. And there's an incentive if your party holds that majority for you to do what you want and to try to get what you want and inflict that on everybody else. But this scenario, if they have a power-sharing agreement where they share everything, this scenario could cause them or force them to have to work together. And it could actually work okay if and the only way that works okay is if one side doesn't dig in and say, we're not going to do this. We want power, and we're going to try to figure out a way to manipulate ourselves to get power. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to watch.
Most of the time, Kurt, both parties say, we want absolute power, and we're digging in. So, okay,
right.
Let's stay with this, because this is so intriguing, okay, because you know it well. There's a very different situation from Speaker to either majority or minority leader, why would either party, outside of this, hey, the betterment of Minnesota, which should be a huge part, minor point, but why would either party say, okay, you be the Speaker of the House, you get the top position, and we'll take the second position? What else would, let's say it's the Republicans get the Speaker and the Democrats get the number two spot. What else would the Democrats say, we need to get this also if we're not going to have the Speaker position?
Yeah, I think it's tough. So there could be an agreement that one side gets certain committee chairmanships, and you know, there's obviously power in that. They get to kind of craft the omnibus bills that come out of their committee, or they get to decide what bills are even heard in their committees. So they could do some sort of negotiation like that. I actually would propose that they sit down together and they have an equal power sharing agreement where, instead of having a speaker, you actually have everything that the speaker is supposed to do in the House rules and in statute. You just have that done by memo signed by both leaders, so that both leaders, both parties, have to sign off on every action. And then, you know,
can you have an equal
number of members. I think it could. I need to explore that a little more in statute, because the statute right now says that they shall elect a speaker, but I think there might be a way to figure that out, or you know, and then what they need to do is just have members that don't have the power of appointment and all of the things that go along with the speakership can serve as Speaker pro tem and just convene the chamber and do that part, preside over the chamber, but actually, you know, have the committees split evenly, because the Constitution requires that it takes 68 votes to pass a bill for that bill to go to the Senate and the governor and become law. Neither party has 68 votes right now. So everything that leaves that chamber has to have a vote from both parties. And so it's going to force them to work together. And I think it's a good exercise at the beginning to say, let's actually just split everything evenly. Let's just govern by memo here, and both of us have to sign off on everything. That will cut off any of the extremes on both sides and you know, force them to work together. I think it's possible. I think it could actually work well if they're committed to it.
2:15 here on WCCO. Chad Hartman with former Speaker of the House Kurt Dowd. As of right now, it's 67-67. In the Minnesota State House, as we said right at the start with Kirk, you got two races that are so close. Recount situation, Democrats in the lead in both those. My fear is nothing gets done. My fear is they don't follow your plan. They just, I'm going to be in my cement, you're in your cement. And guess what? It's month after month after month, and nothing is happening. And then the last 3 days, the bare minimum gets done, and we already start looking ahead to 2026. Tell me I'm wrong, because I'm worried I'm not.
That's certainly a scenario that's possible, right? And that's why I say if one side digs in and says, no, we're not going to agree to a power sharing, we're going to try to, you know, sit behind the scenes and figure out a way to manipulate this so we can have power. If you've got one side that's doing that, you could very well end up with gridlock and nothing getting done. And, you know, Minnesota is going to lose if that's the case. So I hope they can figure something out. But that's certainly a scenario that's possible. And you know, if you go back, there's a book that was written about that gridlock back in 1978. So I think everybody's dusting off those old copies of that book to read about exactly how that worked. And it was tough. And actually, the way it resolved back then was they did have a power sharing agreement, and I think there was a trade speaker for some chairmanships and that sort of thing, and they were governing, and then the Democrats trumped up a charge, a campaign finance charge, against the Republican that was sitting in the most Democrat leaning seat, and they basically declared the seat vacant. They expelled the member. The member couldn't vote on their own expulsion, and that created a vacancy. They then elected a speaker with their 67 members, and the special election, the Democrats won, and they took the majority. So, you know, it can be that sort of thing too. But now it takes a 2/3 majority to expel a member, so you can't do that anymore. But it could be gridlock.
That's better. It's always going to be a combination. We know that. But when you look at your party, gaining the three seats as it stands now in the House. How much of this do you think was the Donald Trump wave? How much of this was Republicans and doing well in their respective districts? And how much of it was people saying, I don't agree with what Tim Walz did when they had the trifecta?
I think it's probably some of each. I think, you know, I used to say, and I've probably said it on your show, that if the top of the ticket, meaning Kamala Harris, if she doesn't win Minnesota by 7 points or more, Republicans would have the House. Meaning if she won by 6 or 5, Republicans would have the House. I've been told by people who've been watching the polling numbers more recently that that number is lower. And the reason is you've got less ticket splitting, more polarization. So that number now, I think we know now it's 4.5%. I think that's where they're at right now. Mm-hmm. Right. So, and I think 4.5%, Walz and Harris underperformed Biden in Minnesota by about 3 points or a little more than 3 points. Right. Which is significant. So, I think there's some soul searching that needs to happen by Tim Walz and to the heart of your question, the agenda that they pushed, having complete control, and it seemed like they were going to not miss the opportunity to change the state while they had complete control. And I think there was some, you know, touching a hot stove visceral reaction to that by the electorate.
Dean Phillips on the show about an hour ago made news saying he's not eliminating public office, but he's not going to run for governor in 2026. So that would be one big name out on the Democrat side. He also is well aware of Ken Martin and the power structure, which was clearly against him running for Joe Biden. So whether Tim Walz is on the ticket or not, and my gut tells me he's not going to run. I want you to answer that, too. What does your gut tell you about whether Walz runs? Who do you want to run?
My guess is he does run for re-election.
Oh, he does
run. I think he loves the job. I think his wife loves it even more. I think he's going to come back from this national run and this national ticket notoriety. He probably should come back with his tail between his legs. I think the national media right now is blaming him for some of it, that he wasn't the right pick or the right choice, that he didn't resonate. But my guess is he's going to come back acting a bit of a national celebrity, and Minnesota should be lucky to have me, and probably try to run for a third term. I don't think he should. Now, I've had Democrat friends tell me today that they don't think he does either, that they think this should be a sign that this is probably the end for him. But it'll be interesting to watch and see what happens. On the Republican side, I think people have kind of thought if the House didn't go the right way in D.C., Tom Emmer's involved pretty high up in leadership right now in the House of Representatives. If they lost the majority, I think people thought maybe he'd come back and run for governor. I think he'd like to do that since he lost very narrowly in 2010. I don't know who else is kind of laying in the wings.
How about Pete Stauber?
I've heard that name. I think he could be a good candidate. I don't know if he's interested. I know he's got a number of young kids and family commitments, but going to D.C. probably is a bigger burden on that than being here in St. Paul. So I think he's an option as well, but it'll be interesting to see kind of how that unfolds.
Always appreciate it, sir. Great insight on the House, and we'll see how it plays out. And, you know, we'll reach out to you down the line.
Sounds good. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
The former Speaker of the House, Kurt Dowd. Good luck to the House. But Kurt, as I just said to him, pretty good information about what was taking place in the late 70s, the last time we had a tie. WCCO Radio, you can follow us all sorts of ways. I am on the Instagram. I would love to get more people to follow me on Instagram. I don't post a lot of pictures. It's every couple weeks or so, maybe once a week. I probably should post more. Incriminating photos of you, Harrigan. I've got plenty. So, Chad Hartman Show there. Then the X, the Twitter, the most powerful man on the planet now is Donald Trump. Number two, I don't know, is Elon Musk the second most powerful person on the planet? Maybe we've stumbled into a good question. Who is the second most powerful person on the planet once Donald Trump becomes the president? Is it Elon Musk? Probably President Xi in China, Joe Biden, Jimmy Francis, still the mayor of South St. Paul, all contenders. Who is the second most powerful person on the planet. But follow us on X at @Dave_Harrigan, at Chad Hartman Show. And then maybe most importantly, we have a good following who sign up and who download the podcasts. I would love to have more. I get it. We're on at a quirky time of the day. Main reason why I'm on at a quirky time of day is Quentin, right? And it just works out best with my schedule. We're trying to do the best radio we can. And by the way, it infuriates some of you. Some of you love it. Some of you are bugged. If it's memorable and you take any time to listen, thank you. But you can listen live somewhat. You can't listen a lot. Sign up for the podcast at Chad Hartman Show anywhere podcasts are available.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, if Democrats are pointing the finger at Dave Harrigan... And I'm sure they are. I mean, you're a big finger pointer. You love to point fingers.
I point all 10 of them if I can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number one finger pointer, that would be the candidate herself, Kamala Harris. Do we think Donald called her Kamala or Kamala when they talked? What is your honest guess?
I think he stayed on brand and went with Kamala.
I'm guessing he did not. But I don't know. I'm sure we'll have some bits imitating how that went. How about the Biden-Trump call, which also happened? How do you think that went?
I'm sure it was very comfortable, just as much as the first one.
Which one more uncomfortable?
Oh, it has to be the Harris call.
Yeah, it has to be the Harris
call. Just everything, obviously, you go through in an election. And all of the back and forth, the ripping of each other, whether it's to each other's faces in a debate, or obviously what happens in the ads and rallies, that can never be a comfortable call. But when you're calling somebody who just beat you and intentionally mispronounced your name for months,
with significant racial overtones on why he was mispronounced the name, of course Biden. Has invited Trump to the White House right away. How'd that visit go when Trump invited Biden to the White House.
I heard.
What are your
memories
of that, Dave?
I heard it was very cordial. He gave him a nice tour, showed him a couple of the spots that not a lot of the presidents even know about in the White House. Good hiding spots for playing hide and seek.
Oh yeah, it didn't happen. That's right.
Oh,
I forgot.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, you're right. That's right.
Good note here. One of the three Minnesota counties that switched from Biden to Trump is in Tim Walz' hometown, Mankato. How about that one?
How about that?
Okay. Let's not let it slip by, because I saw somebody on CNN say this earlier, too. I don't know if we have confirmation of this, that there wasn't a single county in the country that Harris was able to flip from a Trump win to her win, that she just kept winning Biden districts. Is that right? Could that be possible? And this is looking like a blowout.
Yeah.
Because it's 291 now, and it looks like he's also going to win Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nevada, right? So that's a blowout. Is it possible she didn't flip one county in the entire country?
That's what Dean told us, yeah.
It was just maintaining Biden districts?
Well, maintaining most Biden districts, but, I mean, as people have gone into the numbers, especially today, you know, on CNN or wherever you're looking, you know, obviously she lost some districts, and then there's ones that Biden won handily that she just barely squeaked by ahead. And, I mean, it's...
Blois was making that point repeatedly last night, and importantly and accurately, you know, where... It could be a county in one of the blue wall states, which look like all for Trump, where maybe Biden won it for 73%.
Yeah.
Well, she wins at 66. That matters.
Yeah. I know I listened to you last night. You were mentioning the early results out of Georgia, New York, the inroads Trump was able to make in New York City, for goodness sake.
Yeah. My gosh. Who is the second most powerful person on the planet among the texts? Me. I said I preferred first, but, you know, I'll settle for second. Texter says, I'd say Trump is the second most powerful person on the planet. Vlad would be number one. Probably Putin. There's no stopping him out. Who do you think, in all sincerity right now, I guess I would honestly say... It's President Xi of China is the second most powerful person on the planet. You with me?
I think that's probably right. Putin's not far behind, but China's just in a better position overall right now than Russia certainly is. And, you know, mentioning Elon Musk, he's in the conversation, especially if we assume he gets a big role within the Trump administration.
I don't think he's going to get any role because he... You know,
well,
who knows? I don't even think Trump's going to try to go through the Senate, even though they'll have control of the Senate. He'll just make them all acting secretaries.
And I shouldn't say not necessarily an official role. He may not be an official cabinet member, but you know he has Don's ear.
Yes. Charge is trying to help me out here. This is from CNN. Harris didn't have a higher vote percentage than Biden in a single one of the 3,144 U.S. counties that Biden won.
A lot of counties.
That's not possible. I mean, that is unbelievable. That is a shellacking. That's all it is. Okay, so back to the finger pointing. If Harris is one that they're most mad with, Biden is two, correct? Come on, Joe. Get out of the race earlier. Right? This is if they're not just acknowledging, hey, Trump, you won. Right? Who do you think is three? Because I think I know who three is.
Well, and
I don't think his name has been mentioned as much today as I expected. His is a clue on the gender, obviously.
Good clue. Very big clue.
Big clue. That's one for
you. Is Biden number two, or is it the people within the party that flat out lied to us, saying, oh, but you should see him behind the scenes. Yep. You know, all that stuff we heard for months and months. And we all knew it was BS.
Was. And I'm going to separate the shoulder, pat myself on the back. June, July of 2022. I was saying, that's why I asked Dean Phillips the question. Because I'm like, he's not up to it. He's not the same. And by the way, if you thought he wasn't up to it in 2020, we disagree. By the way, he was in the basement because of COVID. He's never been a dynamic speaker at public events. But there was a clear-cut difference between Joe Biden from 2020, even inauguration 21, by 2022, and he should have stepped away. And by the way, Harris and so many of the Democrats, 1,000%, as you just said it, Dave, they lied. Oh, he's a dynamo. He's amazing. Just he's a phenomenal behind the scenes. One out of every five times he was okay. It's Merrick Garland. That's why I think it's Merrick Garland. I think Merrick Garland, I think Democrats are going to be furious for years that Merrick Garland waited so long to appoint Jack Smith that Trump's legal strategy, which will have turned out to be brilliant, that the Jack Smith cases never happened. The documents case never happened. And the January 6th case never happened. And if Merrick Garland appoints Smith much sooner, then the delay tactics, which worked, you just got to tip your cap to Trump. They worked. He had documents lying around, you know, everywhere at Mar-a-Lago. Hey, would you like a Mai Tai? How about a document here about the CIA and Mongolia? You know, hey, you got to go to the bathroom? There's some documents here. And there's nonsense about it was a raid and Melania upset. Hey, turn over the classified documents. And then what happened January 6th? If Merrick Garland appoints Jack Smith sooner, no guarantee of a victory. But what if Donald Trump is found guilty of one of those two charges? There's none of this. It doesn't happen. So I think there's going to be some bitterness. And there's already plenty out there. But I think more of that bitterness is going to come out towards Garland. Is that fair?
I think it is fair. Absolutely. I didn't. That one didn't cross my mind, but I think you're exactly right. And I'm just so happy CNN today has broken out the breaking news that Jack Smith yes. and the DOJ are talking about ending those cases.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I saw a good report, too, on Fox where it's legally in the statute that you cannot pursue these charges as a president. Now, Trump's going to fire him anyway, symbolically, but it's not allowed. Okay. I want to get back to this, and I'm going to say some things, too. What excites you most about Donald Trump's presidency? You're a Trump supporter, you're Republican, and you're like, great. We've got my guy in there, or we got the guy I prefer over Biden-Harris. So text away or call 651-461-9226. And if you're on the other side, what gives you the greatest fear of four more years of Donald Trump? Call or text. We had a great response early. We had a chance to get to some of them, not all of them. We can go back to some of those, but I'd love more. On the positive side and the negative side, where do you stand? Greatest optimism, greatest concern for Donald John Trump as president once again. 651-461-9226. All right, on Trump, you know, among my areas of great concern, no, I do not fear that our republic as we know it literally is going to end. There's too much of that. As we said yesterday, the other nonsense from both sides, and it wasn't just yesterday. We've said it other times. It was notable when we got Elon saying there'll never be a vote again. And, oh, by the way, Oprah saying there'll never be a vote again. Get out of here. But he is going to have more people. Let's start here. More people in Congress, House and Senate, who are Trump supporters, like, out and out Trump supporters just compared to Republicans. He's going to have way more yes men, butt kissers surrounding him who are sycophants in the White House as opposed to traditional Republicans. The Supreme Court decision on immunity. If you don't think Project 2025 is going to be a part of it, you're delusional. And RFK Jr. RFK Jr. and health. My God. I don't trust RFK Jr. one-tenth of 1 second on health with all his conspiracies. Mass deportations. I think that's staggering also, even though I'm one who said over and over again the Biden administration was an absolute failure on protecting the border. But to just say we're just going to round up millions of people, oh, that's going to work out well. So playing to the worst of Trump's instincts gives me enormous pause. Our country's politics never being the same in the Hitler comparisons. Get out of here. I'm not for that in any way. Or that isn't my fear. I don't compare the guy to Adolf Hitler. I don't want him anywhere near the White House, but he is. And I'll provide my commentary in, you know, the limited role of a show. But do I think we're headed for another Adolf Hitler? Do I think we'll never have an election again? No. Nonsense. Among the texts, I look forward to midterms when people again realize what a catastrophic mistake this was. My dismay is with the continuing lowering of the bar for civility and humanity in our nation. I'm reading all sorts of texts here. Chad, did you speak to Major today? We wanted to, but I don't even, I know I went to bed around 5 because we were on the air till 2. And I'm trying to remember when Major was still on the air. I think Major was still on the air then.
He was.
And I assume he then stayed on until their morning news. So Major, you committee said, I just need to sleep, right?
I sent him a note around 8 a.m., I think it was our time, and he said, yeah, I'm on 17 hours straight and still going. I will be sleeping this afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quitter.
Correct. He'll be sanctioned. The masses that voted for Trump is very frightening. Thought the average U.S. citizen IQ was higher than that seems to be. That's garbage territory, which I don't buy in. Again, am I surprised both times that he has turned out to be the guy that so many people believe in as passionately as, I mean, it's immobile. He could. Smartest thing he's ever said. I could shoot somebody in Fifth Avenue. And my supporters would support me. True. Now, am I surprised he won yesterday? No, because, I mean, I said it for how long against he and Biden that Trump would win. And I said it against Harris until the last minute. I thought he went so off the rails. Like, what was I yesterday? 50.0001 that Harris would win. But, yeah, I think there are massively better options for Republicans than Donald Trump. And guess what? As usual, I vote across party lines. So there was a Republican or Republicans on my ticket when I voted. Let's see. I'm worried to find a way to get rid of term limits. Okay, what about that one? How confident are you, Dave Harrigan, that in 2028, which he'll declare the greatest presidency ever, and his first presidency the second best. How convinced are you that he will walk away and say, it was great, it was a good run, I'm moving on?
Very convinced. I mean, percentage-wise, 98%. I don't think we're leading towards a full dictatorship here in 4 years.
Chad, why do you have to be so extremely negative towards Trump? It's just unbelievable the BS you guys spot out. And be so mean. These guys haven't even started the new administration yet. And you're just telling everybody how bad they're going to be. Come on, man.
Yeah, Chad.
I'm basing on what he did in the first administration and the changes that will allow him to do even more if he wants to. I also said multiple times what he said last night when there were many aspects of his speech which was reaching out to the other side. I hope he does that. I don't think there are any signs, and who knows how many Democrats are willing to work with him, and that's another problem. I hope he is a brilliant, amazing, spectacular president, because I am a citizen of this country, and I will never once threaten to leave. I hope he proves me wrong. He shouldn't care at all about a goofball talk show host, because guess what? He has won the presidency twice. The first one was the greatest upset ever, and the second one was the greatest comeback. And after what he did last night, he has rose up dramatically in presidential history. That's just a fact. Whether I like him, you like him or not, he has pulled off two stories that will never be forgotten in the history of our country. Jason DeRussia, next. Jason is here. He's going to take you home. He was a large part of the broadcast last night. He broke out the bourbon.
Yes.
For his last couple appearances. We enjoyed it. I know you enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
I don't know. What are you going to talk about today?
You know, just all restaurant coverage. We're just going to Russia Eats, probably do some sports, break down the Wild loss last night, first loss at home.
I could use some good food. Well, give me one restaurant.
I'm going to Spoon and Stable tonight. Why not?
Ooh.
I deserve it.
Wow.
Sure.
Can I join you?
Sure. It's fine by me. Sure.
Yeah. Who else is coming?
Well, you know, I don't want to give all the goods away. It's not my
wife.
Well,
I get along great with your wife. Is she going to be there?
No.
Okay, well, I'll go have dinner with Alyssa.
Yeah, she's free.
That's fine.
Sounds great.
I'd rather have dinner with her anyway.
That's fair.
Yeah.
We got Chris Salez on. We're going to talk.
He's very good. I'm kind of mad I didn't pick him first over you. Yep. Not pleased.
I mean, you have to let me have one. My gosh.
Yeah, not really.
Can't have every guest. You're like, yes, I can. What are you eating? What's going on there?
Mm-mm.
We got Saliza. We got Adam Dunick talking about the labor standards board in Minneapolis. They're trying to pass that while no one's paying attention.
I don't know about that one.
And then
I'm a little dubious.
I'm dubious as well. And we'll talk about Scott Jennings, the CNN guy, the Republican analyst. Is he right about Democrats? I think he might be. So
I watched it.
It was good.
I thought it was pretty good.
I think he's right.
I think he made some good points. Jason will take you home. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.